Hey there, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Ready, Set, Roll. As always, we're super appreciative of you coming back for another week to give us your listener support. As always, we ask that you share the podcast with people you know, people you've talked to, or maybe somebody you think would just be interested in the show, and you can point them directly to where they can listen to it at on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, any other podcast network that we have associated with us. Now, without further ado, on with the episode. Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Project Nova, Arc 2. Starring Craig as your DM, Dylan as Kurtz, Anthony as Zilla, and Daniel as Balric Hendrickson. Now, on with the show.
Daniel Wells.
Was a pain,
too. Yes, sir. Recap what happened last time.
So last time we were on an enemy vessel. Valric had no arms. Captain Knox had a hole in the head. Everybody else was tied up in restraints and were about to get drilled in the head. Kurtz attempted daring escape but didn't go so well.
We didn't have any of our
gear. But that was rectified rather quickly thanks to stealthy moving, some wicked backflips, and intelligence galore to break the enemy's security systems and to kill the baby legs, a.k.a. the spider-legged gnome who was apparently what we thought was in charge of the operation. But then he said, "We are all ratchet," before we left, and that sounds like the start of a epic rap music video. But we managed to escape out the ship. We blew up the Argos, which Captain Knox is not going to be too happy about. And that's where we are. We're currently in space, two camels and a new ship called... we'll find out after we have a space battle with it.
It was the Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. I was going to say the Penetrator.
Damn it.
The Penetrator.
that's
what we're naming it. We're renaming it. The Penetrator.
Yeah, the Penetrator.
Here we go. So, you all have just left this Draugr ship. Kurtz and Zilla, are you all riding in your camels, or have you all docked with the Valkyrie?
We're in the camels. You want to be in the camels?
I feel like for now we're gonna all be together in the ship. Cause okay, I don't want to be outside the ship and some bullshit happen. And
we can go for that.
We can always take
them docking. Out. We're docking with the ship.
We can always hop in them. And
you guys, I don't want to presume where everybody is, but you all are on the bridge. What are you looking at, Dan?
Have a pair of shades on Captain Knox. Have him in the captain's chair.
He wakes up.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oracle. We're carrying him around this whole time.
Oracle, we need trajectories.
Because Oracle doesn't like Valric, so he's like trying to fake it like Knox is awakened.
You see that Sprocket has kind of threaded several wires from Ronnie's body, his chassis, into the ship, and she has a makeshift keyboard that she's kind of tapping away on, trying to figure out, what we're doing next.
She's controlling Jesse the ship? And Jameson in the gun battery.
Yeah, but they're kind of unconscious. If you remember, they did also suffer the same fate as Knox.
Would healing them just get them into a state of actually just being able to walk around at least?
Yes.
I go over and I cast healing word on both of them.
Okay, well, they come back, too. They're still pretty fucked up.
But they're awake.
Wake up!
What?
Wake up! Shitstorm!
What's going on? Where
wake
are we?
Wake the fuck up! You guys missed all the action. Of course, I saved the day again. But we need you guys to wake up right now.
We're currently on a Draugr ship. The Argos is gone. And we are needing you in the engine room and the gun batteries.
Okay, all hands on deck. And you see them kind of they go to run, and where they think that it is, they're like, wait, that's a dead end? Okay.
Down the other hallway to your left, go down the stairs. It should be on the middle aisle door.
thanks, Ron the Penetrator. You pay attention to the maps now.
you see one of them throw a thumbs up, and they just kind of like run off.
They're the directory. Just follow the directory.
You see Sprocket, and she's typing away, and she's like, okay, we have visual now. And then and a screen pops up, and you all can see out into space. There are several explosions going on in this large dreadnought of a Draugr ship.
Jeez.
There is a smaller ship that it was kind of coasting next to, and it has started to change course and headed towards you guys. Sprocket's like, give me coordinates. I don't know where we're wanting to go. Where are we trying to go?
Jesus, where are we trying to go?
Back through the warp.
Okay, well, that's going to be a little... But where? You got to know where we got to go. Where are we going? I think we need to take care of the ship first. I don't know. The stuff's going down.
Is it the only ship in the vicinity?
Yeah, you don't see any smaller ships, like, because you all blew up the bay, and that's where all those
That's the only ship we see?
Yeah, you just see a bigger ship that was kind of, like, stationed next to, kind of,
escort the ship. Camel.
All right.
We need 11 ships.
Hold for camel launch until, hold for launch until the enemy ship is within a distance that you all can effectively engage it. Sprocket, you keep on looking up warp coordinates. We did steal a lot of information from that Draugr ship. I'm sure they'll probably have the coordinates located somewhere.
But are we trying to get like I want to go somewhere safe.
All right, so
should we go back to Orion?
After we get through the warp, I think we're in a completely different dimension right now, Sprocket.
Give me a intelligence check.
And I'm in my camel too on standby.
Four.
Wait, you...
Four?
You tell me...
You wholeheartedly believe that. She's like,
Aren't you in your camel now?
The stars, constellations, and stuff, they kind of look familiar. I don't know.
Just figure something out, Sprocket.
And you see her, she's typing away.
You have access to the ship and the information. Figure it out. All right. And Valric's going to get into the ship controls.
All right. In the meantime, we are going to have a spaceship battle.
Woo! Been well. All
right, before I take off in my camo, I'm going to be like, don't go through the warp without us. And then I'm going to go launch off in my camo.
All right. She's like, oh, okay, I'm doing my best. I have to decrypt a lot of stuff.
Well, all right.
So.
Obviously, I'm the blue one, right?
Cool. Millennium Falcon is charged and ready to go.
So, let's roll initiative. I know that you two are going to have a separate initiative, but in the meantime, if you roll higher, you guys will just kind of, like, hold your turn, essentially.
Will we add, our initiative?
Yes. You are, Valric, you're basically going to be controlling the Valkyrie, so just add your own initiative to that.
Yeah, Valric basically has...
Wait, the what?
The Valkyrie, the big ship.
Oh, wait.
You're all's new ship.
You mean the Penetrator?
The Penetrator, okay. Yes.
we'll change the paint on the side of the ship later. So Valric is, his arms begin to open up and everything as he starts hooking into various areas of the chair and everything into various ports so we can have better control over the pilot.
Okay.
So let me roll my initiative. Hell yeah.
I got a 19 total.
Zilla, what do you have?
14, plus three. Six.
Ooh, that's not a very good one. Valric.
Dirty 20.
A dirty 20?
Ooh, that's a dirty 20.
A dirty 20? What's the difference between a dirty 20 and a
clean
20?
She's really 17.
It's not a natural 20.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
Come on.
And they got a... Bad guys got a 16.
Suckers.
Okay. First in the order is Valric.
So they're currently on our aft.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So where are they on the... Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Directly on our ass.
That's our ass.
So, Valric is going to... Holy shit, I forgot this chair didn't have armrests. I thought it was fucking... So, yeah, Valric's going to slowly start turning... this ship has broadsides?
Yes, it does.
He's going to slowly start turning the ship to the right.
Okay.
How many spaces does this ship move? Because we
can
don't
move 10, I think.
Woof.
10 squares. It's right. Fast. 10 big squares.
So yeah, Valoric, as this big ship is, he's like using the various, what the fuck is it called? It's not the rocket. Like they eject air basically to help.
I was gonna say your thrusters, but.
Yeah, so like just some thrusters that are.
To help it like stabilize and like
yeah,
go one way.
Cause
yeah, thrusters.
It's space, man. You're not fucking doing Star Wars shit. You're actually having to calculate the angles
yeah,
and
the thrust and stuff
the thrust
like that.
Everything.
All that wind space.
Valoric is going to open comms and say, Jesse, Jameson, unload
yeah.
the broadsides.
Copy that. And
starboard! Starboard!
Oh, good, because we were on the other side. And
they
run to the other side.
They
run right
over.
And they go and slam the big red button down. Go ahead and roll. See if you hit.
There's like, I don't see shit.
But he's to hit or to dex?
Oh, it's a dex save. Yeah, you're right. That it fails. They don't see this coming.
How much damage?
The broadsides do 5d10 damage, or half as much on a save.
Jesus okay. Louises.
That's 31 points of damage.
Damn, sucker.
How cool do these broadsides look? Is it like a late, like a freaking...
It can be whatever you want it to be. Use your imagination.
See, so
imagination.
It's Draugrs. They fire their own soldiers in Comic-Con.
Oh, no!
And they're all like...
They have like a
so you know how like those artillery shells were in like the third Star Wars movie, the prequels,
mm-hmm.
where the two ships came up on each other and just started unloading?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I kind of imagine. It's like artillery shelling going into the enemy ship.
Right, right. And how much damage again?
I did 31 points of damage.
Nice. 31 points of damage. So you see this glimmer of shielding come over it? Your broadsides just shred through that, and it after you get done with your volley, the shielding kind of like the shimmer comes back across it, and then it goes to where you can't see it, translucent again. Next in the order, Kurtz, are you willing to get out?
I was going to ask, is there like so? How far can I shoot? You never told me that.
Like just forward guns.
It says I can move one big square.
Your
like my
yeah,
front
your,
cannon.
Your cannon, the front cannons can shoot a square and a half, a big square and a half.
So could I theoretically just turn myself towards him and shoot?
Well, you're actually in the bay, so you'd actually.
Oh, not on top of the ship. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're not on top of the ship.
So okay, I will. So could I hit him though? Like if I came out and like went.
Yeah, you could. You theoretically could. It has not moved yet. This is all happening relatively quick. 6 seconds.
Because.
But I don't want to get in the way of his broadside cannons.
Well,
this
once
is
you,
after.
He has already.
So he can't shoot him again for like
yeah.
two rounds or something? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get right in front of this mofo. I'm going to do. Wait, I have broadside cannons too, apparently. How do I have broadside cannons? Well, all right, I'm going to blast them with those then, I guess. Wait. All right,
so what are you going to do?
I want to use my front cannon and blast him
all right.
in his face.
Go ahead.
Yeah. A little bit of behind the scenes. We have 4 mics now, and we all
Shit.
Have recording boxes that are currently in the way of everything.
that will be a 9.
A 9 to hit. Unfortunately, you miss. You take some shots at it, and you see that shimmer of the shielding, and it comes over and stops you from being able to penetrate.
Great.
All right. Next in the order is the baddie. He is going to move up 1 square to where he can hit both of you all. And he is going to fire his broadsides.
Yeah, you should have fired from the bay and then moved your ass behind my ship.
I'm going to need both of you all to do dex saves based off of your own dex. It's basically you guys using
Six.
Your... No, you're fine. It's basically you all using your
skills.
Your skills to try to get out of the way.
So, dex saving throw. That will be a 19.
God damn it. It's a 10. Fuck.
You're fine, Valric.
Two fours in a row I rode.
Unfortunately, Kurtz will not be able to get out of the way.
Bullshit.
I'm going to need
sacrificing the camel
to take 17 points of damage.
Oh, I ate that.
But the half of 17 is not enough to get through your shielding on the penetrator.
Oh yeah, my shield.
Slash
10.
The Valkyrie.
So I guess the question is that shielding.
Yes.
They have to pass it.
Yes.
But if they pass it, all the damage goes through.
Yes. It's basically the shielding tries to stop the damage, kind of like a buffer. And if it can't sustain it, if it's too much, the shielding just kind of like in that area just kind of evaporates, and then you get hit by the full force of it.
Oh, okay.
It's a threshold that it has to pass to actually for you to hit.
So it doesn't like take away 10 points of that 17.
No, it's just like it has to hit hit that 10 points before you take any damage at all.
Okay. Well, I'm still holding up.
Finally.
Strong.
Last but not least, the killer, Zilla.
From Manila, Thriller.
What are you doing?
I want to hit him with my, let me see.
So essentially, you are still docked with
what
main ship.
What piece am I going to use?
This is your piece right here.
Oh, I didn't see that.
This is mainly where you are. You are actually docked within here. You can move out here a square and a half, a big square and a half, or not big square and a half, however much.
It's a big square.
One big square.
And you can shoot
and
a half away.
And this has front and broadside?
Yes, it does. But the broadsides have just been used. And you know that broadsides take a second to be reloaded.
And he's in my range, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can combine ours and make like a Voltron style.
Like a Megazord?
You don't ever.
Yeah, actually, yeah, like a Megazord.
Don't ever cross the screen.
Megazord would be better.
Yeah, I'm going to use my front cannons.
All right. Roll. Roll and see if you can punch.
Millennium Falcon comes out of flames. Sorry, I'm here. Sorry, I'm late.
It's like you want us to have copyright problems. You try so hard to get us.
Sweet shit, Disney will go through the
because group. If we get copyright problems, that means they see us from the jump. Oh, don't worry about it, buddy. We'll change it.
Yeah, Come on, Disney.
Jump on board, though.
Murder us.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have to go back to this episode, like 4 years in the future, and be like, yeah, the Millennium Chicken comes out.
And they're like, all right, that was good.
That was the wrong one.
Why do you roll the blue fucking dice?
Well,
you
know
the blue
every
dice
fucking
hate
time.
You. Never roll the blue
what
dice.
What did he roll?
He hit it. He got a three. He rolled a three.
Stick to that one from now on, damn it.
Do I get a plus anything?
Yeah, plus five.
Oh, he has that element accuracy, so he gets advantage.
If he's flanking, which
he's not.
I don't know if you can flank with spaceships.
No.
So that's all.
Quick, use your bonus action to dash.
I lose.
Yeah, you did not succeed. You take a
couple
shots.
Don't worry about it, I lost
too.
Ding, ding, ding. Fuck!
Since you're saying this is based off our abilities,
but I can't use,
some things are based off.
Oh, so he can't use his bonus action to dash?
I can't use
using his cunning action? I feel like that would make rogues like one hell of a pilot.
Yeah, I would say that you could do something like
so
that.
So I could right now, I can just say I'm backing out and going around the flaming?
Yeah, because that's something that you can use like in a situation like
so
this.
I'd say for a big ship, probably not, but for like a smaller ship,
yeah.
It's a lot easier.
It's
to
more of you using, like, these, you have certain skills, like acrobatics, I would say,
so
is like good for.
Are you saying I could use my bardic inspiration?
So they're right.
It's where, like, in comms, like talking to each other.
That'd be a little more difficult because the distance between ships.
Yeah, you could.
Because
you're not really.
Oh,
like,
it's a distance thing?
Yeah,
okay.
it's not like in bardic inspiration, you were using magic to. Magically, you know.
Well, cause it's like my words are like magical, aren't it?
Like,
right?
Each square itself is probably like.
But I can still only
several
move one.
I was just
right.
saying since we're like, I feel like we're talking to each other. That's why I didn't
know.
You know if
what?
Like,
if he
that
can use, if
work.
He can use his dash, I will let you use your bardic inspiration.
I was just thinking. To be
still,
honest, pretty sure
I'm
out.
Still only move one square.
Yeah, you still only use one square. But if you dash, you can use. How much is his dash?
It's his movement speed.
Yeah, then you
so
can
it'd just be your ship's movement speed.
So it's still only one square?
Yeah, so basically you're throwing it in like overdrive to get out and make sure whenever you're talking into the mic.
Well, time to activate disguise self for the ship.
Yeah, the ship.
So I dash and I'm trying to make my way to the back of the ship.
All right, back to the top of the order. Valric, what are you going to do with the Valkyrie?
Their names are similar. That's not his name.
The Penetrator.
Penetrator is here.
When did this become the name of the ship?
Y'all said it just like three times earlier.
I didn't say it. I've been calling it the Valkyrie the whole time.
Well, you better stop.
I was making a very dumb joke.
That's what happens, Dan.
It's called.
Don't make dumb jokes no more.
Sometimes they
it's
stick.
The Penetrator. Because we're going to penetrate evil.
Yeah.
From the back.
With our dicks.
As Valric circles around the enemy vessel, using this thing's surprisingly fast amount of speed. Like, it is shocking that this bigger ship, that's bigger than the Argos, is what I feel, is moving faster than, and he's going to open up the front cannons, just tick, tick, and fire. Boom. With a plus 5? 15.
That meets, it beats.
Ha. What's the damage I'm rolling here?
The Penetrator finally gets his first set of penetration.
I think it's 8d10.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would be 36 points of damage from the front cannon.
Yeah, nice, 36 points of shredding damage. You go ahead and give us a little flavor text, what it looks like.
he's running through the systems. He's read up on how these Draugr ships operate, and he knows that the Draugrs kind of pride themselves in their advance in weaponry, especially because they're machines. And he's like, plasma ray. And he uses the, like joysticks set up or pedal to the metal, Commander.
Oh my god. Oh no, he just made a galaxy quest. Oh no.
And he pulls back the trigger and fires it directly into the sun.
And you hear Nox finally wake up, and he goes, "Never give up, never
surrender." God damn it!
By the way, where's my ship?
Go back to sleep, Captain.
By the way,
don't know why I said
where's
the
my
first
ship? What's going on here? What's all this?
Don't worry about it. Everything is under control. Don't worry about it.
That did a lot of damage to this thing, but it's still kicking. Let's go to Kurtz.
Valric has currently done 67 points of damage to this thing, while the other two are just bumblefucking around.
Hey, I'm trying. All
right. Hey, we're on our camels,
buddy,
and we're going to make something happen.
They at least do damage.
Yeah, I am going to
go. Might not be enough, but
I am going to hit with my broadsides now, so I'm just going to...
I'm gonna take the broadside.
Turny. Is this the front? Or
is
this
the
front? Okay. Well, broadside is like my sides, right?
That is right.
So let's do this real quick. I'll blast them. So make that save, sucker.
A 19.
Ah, that beats it. Well,
it still takes half damage.
Still.
If you can get over a 15.
21 damage before it's half.
So, you see, I don't know what your casing looks like that comes out of the camel, but the broadsides just...
I don't even think Kurtz knows. Let's find out.
Yeah, so,
kind of the first time that the broadsides of the cannon.
Yeah.
So, you press the button to, like, you know...
What does this do?
You see several, like, small little shrapnel-like rockets just come out, and, I mean, they explode on impact... But, unfortunately, the impact is taken up by the shields.
I'm just like a pissed off driver, like, gah, 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 just like smacking the steering wheel, just gah, gah.
It is now his turn.
Pull his hair back. Fucker, stop! It's green!
Alright, so it is going to move into, kind of circle around to get where its front-facing cannons can actually try to attack the Valkyrie / Penetrator. The name is still up in the air. 15. But unfortunately, 11 does not hit. Their auto turrets were not exactly aligned onto you yet.
Port shields up!
All right. We are now towards Zilla.
Broad cannons.
Well, you're kind of far away.
So you'll have to, you'll have to do your cunning action stuff.
Yeah, you can dash and stuff.
Well, I'm head
you can
on.
Still hit it with the front.
I want to hit it with my broadside.
And if you all ever want to ram into something, there is, I can tell you, like, there is damage.
I think we did that last time.
I'm just saying, little ships.
No, I'm not saying you should do it. I'm
right,
just saying
I know. We talked about that last time, though. All right. Cannons loading. Boop, 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 boop. Zilla going for a broadside hit. Oh my god, I used the blue one again.
This is an attack, though. This is their dex.
I think it hits, though.
Did you
16.
Use broadsides or did you use our front facing?
Broadside.
Well, then you don't actually have to roll. I am the one who has to roll.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
The ship in Galaxy Quest is called the Protector, but I don't sound like a good name for our ship.
So, guess what, Anthony? They failed their dex save.
So how many?
They didn't see you coming.
How many dice is it for the camel?
60-10, right?
3d6.
3d6.
You literally have it.
What the hell were you rolling earlier?
It's 3d6. No, wait.
You were rolling 5d10.
I rolled 66, my bad.
My bad. It's okay. It wouldn't have hit.
You said
3d6? 3d6.
I rolled pretty shit damage for that anyway.
8
points of damage. So, unfortunately, just kind of like Kurtz's ship, you see these like rockets come out the side, but the shielding of the ship kind of eats it.
So I don't do
any
damage.
You don't do any damage.
So basically, if they pass the save, we don't hit them. We can't hit them.
Yeah, it's they have a damage threshold.
That's why I was thinking it was 66 for some reason.
Oh,
I mean,
so they failed their dex save, but I have to do more damage than 15.
You have to do more damage than 15 to actually.
Like our shield
damage.
Is the shield on ours is 10. So if somebody's attacking us, if they hit us, like he did 17 damage, so he passed my 10 shield.
So does he only get the 7?
So
does he get the whole 17?
No, he gets the whole 17. But if he would have only did like 9 damage, then he would have done shit to me.
Gotcha.
All right, back at the top of the order.
Throw the Pepsi can at it. I didn't penetrate.
So if they get 10 damage on us, do we take 10 damage or do they not pass?
No, your shielding will hold.
So they have to do 11 or more?
Yep.
Okay.
Does anyone get the Pepsi can joke?
I don't, honestly.
Independence Day?
I love that movie.
I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Jesus. What a fat lady sings.
Yeah.
Oh.
This has nothing to do with nothing, but Independence Day 2 was so terrible.
Yeah, going for the ass.
Breaking asses off, so I'm going to do to my wife when I get home. Am I right? Am I right?
It's not funny.
Going to need a thumbs up or thumbs down. Zephyr Strike, thumbs up, thumbs down. Zephyr Strike, thumbs up, thumbs down.
So what exactly does Zephyr Strike do?
It's basically, it gives advantage, it gives your ship... It gives me, like, the ability to avoid attacks of opportunity, Valor specifically, but it also has a secondary function where if I trigger it, it gives me advantage on attack and adds an additional 1d8 force damage. So
what is the...
Mechanics.
What is the main mechanic behind this that you don't get attack of opportunities? Because I'm not given attack of opportunities
on
ship combat, per se. And I don't know that this would... Like, you're doing extra force damage, so I don't know if this would apply.
Right. Basically how I've always done it is, like, there's a turbine system in my right arm that activates that allows, like, builds up a wind.
Yeah. So I don't think this would apply,
okay. Unfortunately. Just double checking.
Yeah, I'm open to you all trying to bullshit your way. If you can give me a convincing enough argument, I will.
I mean, I have my comms to talk to people.
Yeah,
that's why I figured
that would work. You know, you're basically kind of like
he's shifty.
Yeah.
Like anybody who's seen it's a show called Scryde would know what it kind of looks like. It's a pretty cool thing. All right, well, fire in the front. Boom! Plasma shot. 19.
19 hits.
Dylan can confirm that.
Yes.
I don't think you're gonna lie to me.
I mean, I wanted to bend this. I wanted to bend this so I could lie, but
so 8d10 again, huh?
Yes.
Jesus. So.
Like, I wanted you all to do a lot of damage this season. I thought it'd be way more fun.
23. Should have just had Kurtz come out and fight him. You can get a lot of damage done.
Well, you actually wouldn't have done any damage at all, Kurtz, because you're a shit.
What if I go dock the ship and go in there and murder everybody from the inside?
What are you going to do? I'm gonna go what if it docks you?
Well, that's many people can that's 48 points of damage.
Sucker.
Nice.
I rolled a lot of above 5. So, yeah, 48 points of damage from the front cannon as Balric hits the plasma cannon.
Well, it's definitely, it's not about halfway done, but it's a little more than halfway that you all have to.
How's the ship looking?
Like I said, it's about at half health.
Penetrator is at half health?
No, the Draugr ship.
It lost its aft.
Yeah,
it has now lost its aft. Valric is going to send communications to Kurtz and Zilla. You gentlemen better let loose a shot, but then clear out the way. Broadsides are almost back up. I'd rather not get you caught.
Yep.
I want to dock the ship and take it over.
You're going to get blown up in the ship.
Damn it, I really want to.
But
I really want to try.
Broadsides will be back up your next turn, Valric.
Okay, yeah. I'm
Kurtz,
just gonna...
it is your turn.
So you said we can move how many squares?
You specifically can move one square.
Okay. So I'm just going to run up on him and cast see, like, who's inside the ship?
No, for the most part, it's like, you know, like in Independence Day, how they have, like, that blast shielding over top. You can't see what's inside of it. It's mainly, the whole thing is automated. If you can tell from where Sprocket has been, like, jacked into it, human beings are not supposed to be piloting these things, but she's kind of, like, made it.
Ah, okay. Well, Kurt's going to think he can see him. He's going to double middle finger and use his tail to hit the button to blast the cannon. God damn it! 10.
10 will miss.
That's bullshit, dude.
Yeah, they're bullshit.
Well, you know what else is bullshit?
What?
Having to do a commercial break.
Oh,
my turn wasn't done.
But you know what makes that commercial break worth it?
Viagra.
When you're having sex with Viagra.
Oh,
I mean, that girl from down the street.
Give me that girl from down the street.
Oh, yeah, that girl. No, the actual pill that makes your tingling hard.
All right, we'll be right back after these brief messages.
All right, everyone, here's the lowdown. People enjoy books. They're interesting, they read well, and they normally have interesting topics. But in today's now fast-paced, gotta go as quick as you can to wherever you need to get, people don't have enough time to read books. Well, that's where Audible is coming in. Audible is a website that does audiobooks. That means hands-free, eyes-free, just plug in whatever book you want to and listen in. It's kind of like a podcast, like yours truly. And currently, right now, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you opportunity to check out their service. Certain recommended books you could go with is Divergent by Veronica Roth, Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. Or, if you like that gritty, grimdark fantasy, you can get into the Warhammer 40K Dark Imperium by Guy Haley. Download your free audiobook today. You can go to audibletrial.com/ReadySetRoll. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/ReadySetRoll. You can also find that in the show notes on any of our podcasting services. Anyway, let's get you back to the episode.
And we're back. Welcome back, guys. I feel pretty good
Ready,
about
set,
that.
Roll.
I feel pretty good about that commercial break. A little, inspired.
Yeah. We really got it rolling here.
I'm going to use my bark inspiration.
Oh, you
on,
are?
On Anthony. Oh, fuck. On Zilla.
Fuck. Anthony, too. Character. Show's done.
Show's done. Cancel it. Cut it up. We're not doing this anymore.
I've been exposed.
I'm like, hey, Zilla. Let's go fuck this dude up.
Let's fucking get it.
And then on to the next person. That's my turn.
It is the enemy. My turn.
Oh shit. On to the person after that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he's getting the book.
My guy feels really confident about this. And I'm going to ram my ship into Zilla's.
No! Oh no. I bought that ship, you son of a bitch.
Good luck.
I thought Elder gave him
the Millennium Chicken.
No, Kurtz gave him the money for that ship.
Yeah.
Kurtz saved his money.
He's tricking on me.
Alright, so he is basically going full steam ahead into Zilla's ship.
What kind of save do I get for
that? You don't get a save. I have to roll, and I have +8 to hit, and I just rolled a 19.
Right,
hey Zilla, I never got insurance on your ship, by the way.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Incoming target.
I've never heard my ship make this noise before. What's going on?
What does this mean?
Oh,
you're going to take 23 points of damage as the ship just kind of rams into you.
Oh, you're straight.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I was looking at this 15.
He was like, fuck, I'm done.
It's the mule all over again.
I was about to say, is it the ship or is it me that's dead?
So, do I just need
to write that down?
Yeah, just take it off your 100. The Draugr ship has lined itself up to try to take out the Valkyrie / Penetrator again. The jury's still out on the name of the ship.
So, because he rammed, he can't fire?
No, he can still fire. Ramming is like...
He's just moving.
You remember how, you know how, like, certain animals and stuff can, like, trample?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're just kind of moving through the space.
Okay.
And it's going to try to attack
Draugr
the Argo. Moves.
Titties.
Unfortunately, a 12 does not hit the AC. Yeah, you do see a full volley, but all of them miss. It is now Zilla's turn as he is listing through space.
As I'm over here going crazy, panicking, pressing buttons, trying to stabilize my ship.
Like Darth Vader.
Firing my front cannons into the front windshield.
Dude, have you rolled a 3 this whole time? You have not rolled above a 10, I don't believe.
You do have Bardic Inspiration if you...
What's it come out to right now?
Not enough.
That's 3 plus 5, 8.
It's not worth it.
So
you'd have to roll 8 or 7. Okay.
You'd have to roll the max. Yeah, no.
So it was
basically
save it for that broadside you're about to get knocked
with. Yeah, it was basically a wash.
So my ship is just going under so much panicking that the firing...
Yeah, the ship's going under panic.
Mine is going panic.
The ship's panicking so much that my targeting system didn't work.
Back to the top of the order, Valric. I kind of lined you right up for that good old broadsides, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm broadsiding this asshole. Open fire. Still on the port, Jesse and Jameson.
Ooh, a 19. So we'll take half damage.
All right. Ah, fuck, 24.
24 damage.
Not enough to...
Let's blow this bastard to smithereens!
It's really hard to do. Oh, my turn.
It is now Kurtz.
Got movement.
Yep. Valric still has movement.
Oh, I could have used my...
While you were moving, you hear Sprocket say, "Oh, guys, Kurtz, Valric, Zilla, Valric and Zilla specifically, you might want to talk. I think I got something on my sleeve. I think I found something."
I think I need to dock. This ship is going crazy.
All right, well...
Hold on. So, Sprocket said we need to duck.
She definitely said that we might.
Well, we can't go there yet.
You can't go you're jumping like 4 fucking space leagues.
All right then. So Valric basically moves the ship into a defensive position of the two smaller ships to allow them a chance to dock before. He knows that enemy ship's got its broadsides prepared, so he's just.
I do that.
Trying to get them to dock.
All right, Kurtz, are you docking?
I'm docking.
Oh, yeah.
Preparing for a tag team dock.
Got it.
Nothing wrong with a couple guys docking.
Give me Bardic Inspiration.
Trust
me, you want to.
Just devour it. It's a good job putting yourself in the way like that.
For fuck's sakes, put a little more enthusiasm.
Really glad you're on our team. And he's like doing the jerk off motion in his shit while he's saying this the whole time.
Wow. So enthusiastic.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know I'm doing that.
I feel inspired for some reason. Anyway, quick, gentlemen, on the ship. Before we are shot down.
Captain Kirk.
Picard, take us out.
Well, it's the baddie's turn, and he is going to open broadsides on you all. Zilla, you are too far away from this, so you're not going to actually get hurt.
Basically shielded by a giant ship.
It's basically the giant ship that is Valric.
Oh, fuck yeah. 20.
20, fuck. Good job.
20. It's like whenever you, like, get in there in the dark areas, and they, like, come out, and they're like, oh, I'm going to look that like a lollipop
so
now.
So you are going to take half of 36 points of damage.
Shit.
God damn.
So that would be...
Yes, 18.
So yeah. it passes the damage threshold.
Me neither. That's why I feel
so
great about... Getting that one.
Yeah. Now it is. I guess it's going to try to stay where it's at because it just kind of wants to, like.
Shoot you again.
Shoot you all again. It is now Zilla's turn.
And I'm still going crazy. My ship's smoking. So I'm flying in. You see him flying, swirling in, going for the dock.
Gently now.
Just crumbles.
Captain Zilla has docked and ready for turret motion.
All right, so Valric, we are back at the top of the order with you.
Sprocket, I need directions.
She's like, for some reason, either it's a miscalculation or something. I don't understand. It says that we can be at Orion in like 2 seconds. Do you want me to try?
Fucking do it.
On a warp drive?
Kurt, airlock your camel.
I don't know where the warp is going to be at. Like, there's no ring around here.
Whoever wants to do it, say aye.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
What did Jesse Jameson say?
They're like, what?
See? They said aye. Let's get out of here.
Valric will say over there, him. All hands prepare for warp. Lock yourselves down, latch yourselves up, and get the wounded in some fucking restraints.
Millennium Chicken is airlocked and ready to go.
And Valric is going to
TTT
have the ship hold
three.
His action to wait until Sprocket gives the go.
Okay. So Sprocket is like typing away, and she's like, "I 3, 2, 1, let's fucking go!"
Kirk spins down and pushes his buttons on his boots because he probably forgot to do that. And then he's going to grab onto something. He'll grab onto him. So we're locked in place.
What you actually see through the monitors of the ship is out from the front-facing cannons, a small orb shoots out, and it's in green, crackling energy, and it rips a hole into space and time as the ship flies through it.
Oh, what the fuck?
And you are instantly transported in front of the Orion, and you are going full bore towards Orion.
Hit the brakes!
Brakes!
Pull
brakes.
Up! Pull up!
I think my dick's in my stomach!
What?
No, all power to rear thrusters!
I mean, Sprocket is typing away, trying to do your commands as fast as she can.
Do you need me to make a...
Sprocket, bitch! You're trying to kill us!
Yes, do a dex save, Valric.
Tokyo drift away.
Okay, so that's 10, but I have Bardic Inspiration, which is a D8 now.
Six.
Oh,
so
six.
16.
Nice.
That's good enough.
We're just
like, yes! And then you see Orion's boom!
Oh, no! We hit that one button on that one little hole on the outside.
You usually need a needle for.
So, you all skid to a halt at Orion.
We see windows. Everybody's like,
everybody's looking at us. We all like, we just got off a roller coaster.
People are hugging, crying. Other dudes are trying to get one last nut out, jerking off. Alive,
I'm hugging and trying to get my last nut out.
Oh, I'm holding on to it.
Fucking time, man.
All right, I caught it.
Me too.
Sprocket's like, what the fuck was that?
I start running for Sprocket. Bitch, you tried to kill us!
Zilla, put your dick away.
Oh, shit, sorry.
This, my dear, is a beautiful thing.
What the fuck just happened over there?
This ship has self-warp capabilities.
Magic. Yeah, that's not possible.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is.
Sorry, did we see it with our own eyes?
What the fuck just happened there?
I felt it with my own body.
My eyes were pretty much closed the whole time.
Are you a scientist?
I am, but
do you believe in what you see?
Sometimes.
You just saw it right there.
Boom.
Boom. Mind blown.
Boom.
Listen, let's dock the ship and we tell nobody.
Wait. Are you saying that these ships don't have cloaking capabilities? They're just warping?
Seems like
that might be the case.
We tell nobody about this ship being a Draugr ship. We will keep this quiet and between us.
Okay. It looks like a Draugr
ship. Penetrator on three.
Goddamn.
I thought it was the Valkyrie.
It's definitely the Valkyrie.
Listen, all I know is
We gotta get to the bottom of this right now. Anybody in favor of Penetrator, say aye.
I feel like we need to
have aye.
We need the whole crew awake for this one.
Everybody get up.
Everybody wake the fuck up.
Knocking, open the doors. Get up.
Wake up.
We got a serious problem.
Team meeting.
Team fucking meeting by the captain.
Everybody in the conference room, 5 minutes.
All right, acting captain.
You all dock the ship onto Orion, and we're going to have a little team meeting real quick before anybody gets to Orion.
So we're sitting outside.
Y'all in the conference room in this new ship.
And as everybody walks in, they know Zilla means business because he's just sitting there, standing there as everybody comes in with his hands on his hip. And you see on the chalkboard, it says Penetrator and Valkyrie.
It's a line in
between. Pros, cons.
Everybody in favor of the ship name being Valkyrie, say okay.
Okay.
Who was that?
It was Valric's
okay with the
Valkyrie.
Anybody? Anybody else in favor of the name Valkyrie?
All right, we're going to say that it was a close call, but the Penetrator is going to win out.
Ha-ha!
I don't want to take that from you guys.
Me and Zilla's high-fiving, popping champagne bottles. It's like,
where the hell did y'all get that champagne at? This is a new ship.
It was here.
It's been here the whole time. Project's like, I found this in captain quarters.
Hey!
Along with a gun. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, whoa. Get that gun from me. All right, now, everybody, we have serious business to take care of.
So, as you all are exiting the ship,
Knox is probably like, so what happened to my ship?
Everybody's still kind of like a little, most of everybody is either has been incapacitated at some point or is severely injured.
Knox, so while you're in a state where you can't kill any of us, the Argos is gone.
What?
The ship blew up inside the enemy
captain,
vessel.
I did everything I could, Captain.
What about Oracle?
I was such a good subordinate.
What about Oracle?
Did we get Oracle, Sprocket?
Sprocket's like,
the media.
I thought we got the... Did we not get all of the memory? Or?
Oracle, are you there?
Valric, give me a second, okay? Just let them heal, and I will figure something out.
She's in a sleep mode right now. Standby.
Don't worry, Captain.
She's integrating into the new system.
Hey, have any of y'all seen Oracle around?
She's integrating.
Oracle here?
New system. Integrating.
Oracle.
It's like updating.
Oracle, are you there?
Where's the bathroom on this ship?
It's like updating from Windows 9 to 10.
I
right?
will
it
not get off her ass until
it's
Oracle
operating
is coming
system.
To that speaker
Some things
loud
that you
and
like from
you.
The old system is not coming to the new system, okay?
I hope this is the bathroom.
This is all a lot right now. I'm going to take a nap.
You should go get a hippogriff.
And Zilla catches his head and is stroking his cheek. That's all you need to do, Captain.
Captain Knox, we all died. And
basically, yeah.
We're in purgatory now.
We played a game of Clue.
What's happening? I don't know what's going on anymore.
He shuts his eyes. Zilla just shuts his eyes and puts his fingers on his lips. Shh.
Captain Knox, do you not know what Clue is?
Of course I know what Clue is.
Stop talking, Captain.
I had a good childhood.
Stop talking.
Right before I go to sleep, I'll be like, all right, now let's start that sex change operation. And then,
what?
Whoa!
It's like about time.
I'm putting like a thing on my head. I'm putting a doctor's mask on.
The person in charge here was Captain Wilkos, right?
Commander Wilkos.
I guess we'll report to him and say, hey, Commander.
So, are you all going to exit the ship?
Yes. We need to get we'll people ask Sprocket, to the doctor.
Sprocket, do you still have people here that work under you?
Work under me is a...
Work with you.
I can pull a favor, too.
Tell them they get to play with a new operating system and help us upgrade the ship to actually be pilotable by humans.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
I'm counting on you.
All right, Valric.
And the first thing we need is Oracle back on board before Captain wakes up. Can you do it?
Priority number one.
Goes from Oracle to Orion. Sup, bruh? Ready to serve the stars?
Yeah,
I just hit like 10 brewskis in the back, shotgun two of them, hit the other on the bomb.
Oh my god, we cannot have this.
God, Ryan's a douche.
Hang loose, bruh.
Gamma ray, man.
Puka shell necklace hanging off the ship.
So, god. As you all exit the penetrator, is what we're calling it now. I'm really upset about this. I will give you what you want.
Why are you upset?
I'm Big Daddy. It took me a very long time to come up with a cool fucking name for the ship.
Valkyrie is so atypical, though.
Yeah, they're fucking Draugr. Norris fucking names.
Would you watch Thor one time? You know, that's a good name for the ship.
A fucking... Okay, whatever.
We can have you... If you want Penetrator, I mean, if you want Valkyrie, we can have Valkyrie.
No, it's fine.
They even
fine.
Look like a Pegasus.
It's fucking fine. What?
Don't the Valkyrie, like, ride Pegasus in that movie? I'm just basing on my info.
Does this ship have wings and have a horse's snoot?
Anyway, you all start to exit off of Orion. Kurtz, I'm sure you would like to go see, you know, certain people.
No, because I don't remember them. What do you mean?
You remember Delmont.
No, you said specifically. I forgot Delmont and Desmond.
Oh, you forgot both of them.
Yeah,
he only remembers.
That's right. I want to go.
When did you forget them?
In the clue thing, that monster did to me what he did to you in that one episode.
So as you all exit the ship, there are
what
several
he took
service.
From me was more.
There are several servicemen and women, and among other things, that are waiting, their guns drawn, because they don't know this ship. They don't recognize this ship at all, and you all just kind of came out fucking nowhere. A certain tiefling is standing there and immediately brightens up with his pistol. And like, you see him like, Kurtz, it's so good to see you.
I just keep walking. I'm like, ugh. Kurtz, I just keep walking. I'm like, ugh, Kurtz, this little brat. And it's like, God, I'm going to go to the bar.
Kurt.
Apologies, I don't know who this child is.
This guy's really calling your name, Kurt, so I mean, see how he knows you.
Zilla forgot! It's like Zilla just never paid attention to Desmond.
Why does anyone know why this little child knows my name?
I have no idea.
I've never met this
idea.
Little kid in my life. Wait. Have I? Wait a minute. What planet are you from, kid?
I've been on several planets.
I've never been to that planet.
Kurt! We grew up together. Kurt!
Maybe we should hear him out.
God damn it, Kurt! Get back here!
Ah, get away from me, kid!
No, you
and
come
I'm gonna turn around and take off running. Like, ah! And I'm gonna try to run to a bar.
Alright.
And hopefully.
Get a hippogriff burger.
Bill's interested in the little kid that knows Kurt's name.
Okay. What would you like to do about it?
I'm asking questions like, how do you know him?
Do you not know?
Zilla has met Desmond before.
I lost my memory too, though.
Not on Desmond. You lost. You forgot. You
know how to
do magic. You forgot like 15 minutes of like a train ride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like they don't know I forgot Desmond.
Yeah, they don't know that. You don't know that he's
forgotten.
Okay,
okay.
Look, it sounds so much better that Zilla forgot about Desmond.
Desmond's like, Zilla, I know you.
Yeah. Come on, Zilla. We were all here together.
It's been a long ride, man. I'll talk to Kurtz for you. Don't worry about it.
All right, he's acting really weird. Like, normally he would, like, razz me up and stuff.
I'm actually going to go to my bunk or wherever I live at, actually, not to the bar. I'm probably sleepy.
Okay. As you move into the district where you, like, actually have a home or an estate, you do see an elderly tiefling and he kind of like, as you walk in, he waves at you like expectantly, like,
and I'm
hey.
Just like, hey. And I just keep going.
Kurt, yep. Kurtz, are you okay?
You give him that.
Yeah. I'm. Are you okay?
I'm perfectly fine.
Me too.
You're seeming a little distant.
You're seeming a little weird, guy.
Guy?
Yeah, but I don't know you. I don't know what your name is. What should I call you?
Good one, Kurtz. You definitely know me.
Yeah.
I'm Delmont.
Creeping me out. That's what you're doing. Is that what you are? You're Delmont? Okay, hey, Delmont. Nice to meet you.
Dude,
and I put my hand out.
Kurtz,
you're the second person today that's been shouting my name. And I don't. Do people know me here? And like, and did I become super popular in like the week I've been gone?
So,
like,
a lot of people actually do know you on Orion. It's just you cannot remember these two people specifically.
So we are pretty popular on Orion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, you all saved Orion.
Okay,
like,
I didn't know.
You saved everybody.
It seems like a lot, like a really big. It seems like the city on in a ship.
Yeah, but you all saved the space station from the attack of the Ravagers. Really.
Okay.
Like, we're heroes. Bikes.
I know.
Well, Zilla's like, most definitely a hero. You guys are like my sidekick.
He's like, oh, okay, Delmont. I get it. Right. And he pulls out a piece of paper, pulls out a pen.
Kurt.
Gives him an autograph, and he's like, here.
I don't want
this. I feel bad for not giving this to that little boy.
Kurt, are you serious right now?
Are you who are you, guy? What do you want from me?
We're elders.
Together. Yeah, I am an elder. How do you know what that is?
I'm also an elder.
And I'm going to, like, try to get, I'm going to look at Delmont, and I'm going to be like, let's go in my room.
And I'm gonna, okay.
What?
And we'll find out what happens.
I'm going to write down. I'm going to write down stuff.
On Ready, Set, Roll.
Diddy!
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
You know we do this awesome podcast called Insight?
I know this, yes.
And you know how you, like, spread this knowledge about Dungeons & Dragons on our show?
Yeah, kind of like how I do on Insight, like once a month.
Well, don't you think that we could make a cool course about how to play Dungeons & Dragons?
I think I could give it a good shot.
Well, with Teachable, we can get online courses to people who want to learn about, say, Dungeons & Dragons. Or, you know, if I was a real man and I knew how cars worked, and that, as far as I know, there's a wizard in there, I could take a course to find out what kind of food do you feed this wizard that makes the car go.
Still, though, that sounds difficult, making a course. I mean, I went to college, so I know how hard it was for me to use courses. So.
Not with Teachable, Dan. With Teachable, you take the stuff that you're good at and you can make an online course so that peers who are interested in looking at your course, say, off your website on how to do Dungeons & Dragons.
But is it easy to start up?
It's super easy. Teachable makes everything accessible right off their website.
Yeah, but how many people really use Teachable, though?
As of right now, there are 186,000 active courses online. That's a lot. With 18 million students learning from those courses.
That's big numbers.
It's also big profits. Because if you make an online course, people can pay to take your course. So not only are you giving the gift of knowledge, Teachable will give you the gift of monetary value.
Man, that really helps to motivate me, because if there's no money behind it, I find myself lacking in doing it.
Yeah, we can tell. That's why Insight is a terrible show.
Maybe I should take Insight to Teachable.
Well, then you'd be a little bit more motivated, and Insight might be better.
Wow, thanks, Craig, for giving me this Teachable moment.
Hey, even Einstein said a goldfish is a genius at swimming. So join Teachable now.
Link will be in the show notes, I'm sure, right?
Of course it will.